We've introduced you to the Harmons of Guilford, whose son almost died from an overdose in 2011. Since then, Tim has been in recovery, but there have been detours. One of the first bumps came after he went back to his high school and encountered the same pressures to use drugs. His father, Justin Harmon, says in total, his son spent a year and a half in residential treatment programs, including two stints at Rushford at Stonegate, an adolescent program in Durham.
And when he was leaving Rushford and it was clear he needed more care, it was a real challenge to find turning point. And people in the healthcare community didn't know. I was really astonished by that. I thought, this is such a big problem. Why isn't there information about where to turn?
They had considered a program in Arizona until they found Turning Point in New Haven. It's a residential treatment program for young men. Tim Harmon went there when he was 18. Besides the emotional stress over the last 3 years, the Harmons' finances have taken a hit. Their insurer at the time, Anthem, refused to pay for any of their son's residential treatment.
That's criminal. We're fortunate because we had the resources to make up the difference. We could make sure that our kid got the care he needed. Tim would be dead if we hadn't. I believe that with all of my heart.
So they cashed out retirement accounts to pay the bills while they appealed Anthem's decision. The Harmons had help from Connecticut's Office of the Healthcare Advocate. Its general counsel, Damian Fontanella, says a majority of OHA's cases are appeals for mental health and substance abuse treatment. Fontanella explains, insurers follow criteria for what its reviewers deem medically necessary. The problem is, the insurer's idea of what's necessary often is not what the healthcare provider has recommended.
The insurers will not necessarily deny care altogether. They'll deny after a week or 2 weeks. And then after that, even though the clinician may recommend, we recommend a minimum of 3 months, carrier says, no, you no longer need this level of care based on these criteria.
Commercial insurances, they may give us 5 days to start.
Earl Wiggins is director of adolescent programs at Arms Acres in Carmel, New York, a residential rehab near the state border that last year treated more than 100 Connecticut adolescents.
With Medicaid, we get a chance to work with them a little bit longer, but commercial insurances, we have to justify keeping them for another 5 days, and more often than not, we have to deal with the 10 or the 15 days that they might give us. Then we do what we call the microwave version.
Wiggins says managed care really limits Arms Acres from offering a traditional 28-day treatment program. Rushford and Hartford HealthCare's Behavioral Health Network sees families with the same insurance plans. Rushford says sometimes families have to pull their kids out of care because the insurer won't cover the recommended treatment days. Child and adolescent psychiatrist at Rushford, Dr. Craig Allen, says the decision has enormous consequences.
If they're going back to the same environment, if there's been no chance to work with the family, if there's been no chance to establish outpatient resources and a sober environment, a sober support group, chances are 100% this kid's going to go back to the same high school, have the same people hanging around him, have the same numbers on his phone, and going to be using it again.
There is a provision in a new Connecticut law aimed at improving the way insurance companies make decisions. It requires insurers to use clinical peers with experience in the delivery of mental health and substance abuse services to review appropriate cases. The law just went into effect in October, so advocates are hopeful its impact can be measured in the near future. Eventually, the Office of Healthcare Advocate was successful in getting Anthem to pay for more of Tim Harmon's residential care. His father says they still had out-of-pocket expenses over $60,000. More importantly, he says, their son just turned 20 and is doing better, working part-time with plans to enroll in a college where he can commute. The Harmons shared their personal story because they know many families are dealing with addiction. Tim's mother, Mary, says families shouldn't be ashamed.
It's a scary thing because he's so young. You know, you watch for his quietness. I always look in his eyes. I always want to see white in his eyes. I don't want to see bloodshot. You know, we came real close to losing Tim.
They take it one day at a time. Lucy Nalpathanchil, WMPR News.